Mike Socia joins us on Sports Byline, the manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim since 2000 and the winningest manager in team history. And he led the Angels to their first World Series in 2002 as a wild card against the Giants. And he spent his entire playing career with the L.A. Dodgers, 12 years, where he won two World Series championships. Mike, 2000 is when you started with the Angels, and now we're some 18 years later. I mean, do you kind of shake your head when you think about that period of time?
Well, it's gone quickly, but I, Ron, it's just day to day, game to game, and it's been fun. And I guess when you look back, it's, it's kind of hard to believe that it's added up that long. But it's been fun.
Give me a perspective, if you can, from a manager's standpoint over that period of time. What have you seen change in baseball? Seen change in the players? Seen changes to the way baseball is played?
I think baseball's played the same way. The fundamentals are the same. I think the way you defend a double steal, the way you set up cutoff relays, the way you get a bunt down, it's all the same, the way you field a ground ball. But what is changing is definitely there's a lot more data that helps you to, for instance, shrink the field and decide if you're going to shift or not. So many things about how you evaluate your own pitchers and opposing pitchers and also your hitters. There's a lot more tools at your disposal that can help you to make better decisions.
That data, Mike, can it help you, or is it something you get trapped by because people come to rely on it?
No, I think it definitely helps you. I think that a lot of the things out there are really for the front office and projected performance of players. As far as what we do in the dugout, there's definitely some analytics that will make you more decisive and make your decision process cleaner.
Because when I think about you playing those 12 years with the Dodgers, and Dusty Baker is a good friend of mine, and we've had long talks about managing and playing and everything, I sense that you guys played it in a way because of the tradition of baseball. Now they're trying to tinker with the time, the pitch count, and all of those things. And I just think baseball happens to be one of those sports that has a great tradition and doesn't really need tinkering with for just shortening it by 5 or 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, the baseball's evolved just from, like you say, how the game is taught and how the game is managed during a game in the dugout. There's more data now, but there was data back then when I started to play, and we had a lot of our coaches that were looking at spray chart and analyzing velocities and things like that would help them set a defense. Right now, there's obviously more information that helps you as far as the pace of the game. I believe that we can still enjoy this game, and maybe if we look at some of the things that go on, whether it's a batter taking too long to get in the batter's box or the breaks between innings, if we can manage it and chop off 10, 15 minutes of the game, that might help make it more enjoyable to the fans and the game to flow. Great. I'm not really a fan of changing the dynamics of how strategy is thought out in baseball. It'd be like watching golf and telling a guy sitting over a putt that he's only got 20 seconds to make this putt. I just think that we go a little too far, and hopefully we're not going to get into some of those things with pitch clocks in the major leagues.
You know, Mike, you have an interesting challenge with Shohei Ohtani. Not a player like that before in Major League Baseball. He's also transitioning from a new culture and everything. Tell me a little bit about how you prepared yourself to deal with that challenge.
Well, Shohei has a lot of natural ability, had a lot of success in Japan. I think we're, still getting him through spring training and getting him ready for the start of the season. I think he's getting acclimated to baseball as quickly as he can in the United States, and he's done a great job on the mound. He's getting used to the different slope of our mounds and the different feel of our baseballs, and at the plate, definitely starting to see some pitching and understanding what pitchers are trying to do to him. It's all going to be part of that growth that any young player goes through. And Shohei's only 23, so that upside is going to be tremendous.
What's his pitching repertoire? What are his pitches?
He'll throw a couple different looks on his fastball, curveball, slider, and split finger. And, when he's going strong, he can throw a lot of pitches on any given count. And I think that that's going to help him to be effective.
You know, I saw the interview on 60 Minutes with him, and the thing that impressed me the most about him, Mike, is his even-keeledness. I don't sense he gets too high. I don't sense he gets too low. And I think in this transition period time, that's going to be very helpful to him, because I think, you know, when everything is judged on a moment-to-moment basis, that can be a real detriment to a player.
Oh, no doubt. I think, I think that Shohei has had a lot of attention on him since he was in high school. He understands the talent he has and understands how hard he needs to work to bring that talent out in the field every day, and he's accepted the challenge. So hopefully he'll start to get off to a good start with us and start to contribute. And I think once that happens, you'll see a very, very talented young man playing in the big leagues.
You know, you have an excellent outfield. I just love it. I think it's the best in baseball with Mike Trout, Justin Upton, and Cole Calhoun. Tell me a little bit about what you see in that and how that can be a strength to the Angels this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone knows Mike, and Mike is a tremendous defensive center fielder along with what he does in the batter's box. Same with Justin Upton. I think with Justin, Mike, and Cole out there, we've got a lot of range in the outfield, and Justin obviously in the batter's box is a force. The guy flying under the radar of those three is Cole Calhoun. This guy is probably the best ball player not many people have heard of. He's played with us for a number of years now, and he keeps getting better and loves to play the game. It sets a tone for us out in the outfield.
You know, somebody like yourself who played this game with distinction, winning a couple World Series championships as a player, is the perfect person to get a perspective on Albert Pujols. I got to know him a little bit when he was in St. Louis. But tell me a little bit, when you look at his whole cast of work over his career, what it is you admire and respect about him.
Well, you know, Albert, first and foremost, is a tremendous person. And I think, he walks the walk and talks the talk. He leads by example. He's had a magnificent career, but he's much more than a baseball player. He wants to win. I think his competitive nature is contagious. He loves to play the game. He studies the game, and we see his natural ability, but we don't sometimes see how hard a player works to get there and stay there. And Albert works he goes above and beyond to make sure he's ready to play and play at the highest level he can.
You know, it's one thing to have the talents that he has. That's very obvious. But one of his teammates told me one time, the things that you don't see on the field, you sense and feel in the clubhouse, the type of leadership, the things he says. He has that unique ability, does he not, Mike, to be able to say the right thing at the right time to players?
Oh, absolutely. I think, Albert will definitely, step in and help a player if he sees something needs to be said. And he's a great mentor in the clubhouse, just like when he was coming up. He had a lot of guys that were helping him.
Tell me also about your pitching staff. What does it look like this year?
Well, I think we have a lot of guys that are very talented, that have been banged up the last 2 years, that we feel are on the verge of putting it together and being a terrific staff of major league pitchers. And, you know, guys like Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker and Andrew Heaney and Tyler Skaggs and J.C. Ramirez, along with Ohtani, these guys all have great arms, and we hope that they're going to get into their game and stay effective and stay healthy. In our bullpen, there's a lot of guys that I think had good years for us last year that we need to repeat and get more depth down there. And we've got a lot of confidence by the time we get out of here in another week and 10 days to start the season that our bullpen is going to be one of our strengths.
We got about 90 seconds left, but when you take a look at the division, you've got Houston in that division, the defending world champions. Tell me a little bit about what you see with the rest of the division.
Well, we have a tough division. It's a tough league. We're going to have a tough game every night. I think there's a lot of teams in our division that have the opportunity to jump up and play good baseball and contend, and that's where we want to be. So every game in our schedule is going to be tough. We're not going to look past anything, and we're going to take schedule one game at a time, and hopefully reach our goal.
Final question. You know, you go through a season of 162 games. It's not easy on the players, not easy on the managers as well. How do you keep yourself fresh and engaged in this sport?
Well, fortunately, I don't have to work to keep myself fresh because I love the game. And I think that's one of the reasons why I still want to do this. I wake up in the morning and just love the challenges it brings. I I've been in baseball a long time and have a passion for every part of the game, whether it's the defensive end or whether you're teaching a young player something that that you learned a long time ago. It's really fun. So, and then after that's all said and done, you get to go out and compete, and we all like that part of it. So. I don't have to work very hard to get excited to come here and come to the ballpark every day, and that's a blessing for sure.
Mike, I want to thank you. You've been very good to me over the years. I appreciate you talking about this year's Angels, and good luck this season, Mike. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Again, Mike Socia, and he's in his 18th year as the manager of the Angels. We continue on Sports Byline.